This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day's Madeline Brand on the cautionary tale of one of the best skateboarders ever, a kid named Gator. Also, a review of the reviews of this weekend's new movies. First, though, we're joined again by our senior correspondent, Juan Williams. Juan is here every week to give us a heads up on the political talk shows over the weekend. The day-to-day motto, 3 minutes with us on Fridays, sleep in for 3 extra hours on Sundays. Juan is joining us from New York City today. He got stuck there because of the hurricane. Juan, what's it like flying into New York in the middle of a hurricane?
Well, I think of it a little bit like, you know, stuck between the moon and New York City, Alex, you know, that song, because not only was I stuck between the moon and New York City, but I was wind-whipped, and this plane was supposed to land at around midnight. I didn't land until around 3 a.m., so it was no fun.
Gee. All right, well, look, let's look ahead to Sunday and the talk shows and some fun there. The story this week in politics, I guess, presidential announcements. First, General Wesley Clark has gotten into the race.
It's a big move, Alex. Talk about stormy weather. I think it's stormy weather right now for the Democrats. They have no sense of which way they're going to be tossed. Wesley Clark represents the whole notion of looking yet for a savior, even though they have 9 candidates already looking for that nomination. If you think back to the early part of this process, everyone thought that John Kerry, the senator from Massachusetts, was going to be the favorite. In fact, the man who's the favorite at the moment still is Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, who's raised the most money and built up the most momentum. Now comes Wesley Clark, bringing in the idea of a former general, first in his class at West Point, Rhodes Scholar, winning American general in Kosovo. He brings all that to the table, and people don't know what it means, because it's not exactly Eisenhower getting in the race. It's not a person of that magnitude, but it is someone that's just different and represents a whole different ethos than Howard Dean. When Wesley Clark comes on the scene and challenges President Bush, he does so as a military man. And so the question is, how does the left wing of the Democratic Party, the part of the party that does the nominating, react to Wesley Clark? No one knows.
But we're seeing the kind of the centrist Democrats are hoping that how people react to Wesley Clark is that he may take down Howard Dean, who many Democrats, centrist Democrats anyway, think is too left to win.
Well, that's right. I mean, the knock on Howard Dean is one of electability. They also criticize his capacity, you know, to reach out to people in the mainstream of the electorate come the big race against Bush in 2004. So here comes Wesley Clark, and the idea is he would appeal to that mainstream electorate because of all the stars on his chest. And not only that, you know, he's a proven military man to argue Iraq policy with President Bush.
So is Clark on a particular show? We haven't said that. Do you know, Juan?
No, he apparently is not doing any of the Sunday shows. Meet the Press is trying desperately to get him, but I think they're going to end up with John Kerry.
Senator John Edwards of North Carolina is going on CBS on Face the Nation. He declared his candidacy officially this week. The White House is not putting anyone on any of the shows this weekend. Juan, why is that?
Well, they don't want to upstage the president, Alex, and the president is going to the United Nations on Tuesday. When he goes to the UN, he's going to make the case for, of course, UN unity on Iraq, but also that, you know, there should be a resolution suggesting that all these countries will cooperate in terms of reconstructing and even military support for Iraq. The president's going up there to make his own pitch, and I don't think any of the other White House officials will be out on the Sunday shows as a result. You know, they don't want to anyway dilute his message.
Your own network for talk shows, Fox, is having Senator Joe Biden of Delaware and Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania. They're coming on to talk about this vote in Congress to approve the $87 billion request from the administration to pay for the war in Iraq. What are you all going to be saying to them?
Well, I think the question is, how do you vote? And the problem is that even among Republicans, there is some hesitancy over the size of that bill, Alex. It's not playing well at home. In recent polls, 60% of Americans say they think that $87 billion tab is just too much. It's excessive. So there's a discussion going on up on Capitol Hill. Could you possibly split that vote into two? So it's one vote about additional funds to support the troop and a second vote on funds for rebuilding Iraq. I don't think the White House is going to want to play, but you know what? Some of the Republicans may feel that it's necessary for their own political well-being going into their own re-election contest next year.
Thanks very much. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
Always a pleasure, Alex.